This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization's regional director for Europe said Thursday the continent is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, accounting for 59% of all cases globally. At a virtual news briefing from Copenhagen, Hans Kluge said the current pace of transmission across the region's 53 countries is of grave concern.
Europe is back at the epicenter of the pandemic, where we were 1 year ago. The difference today is that we know more and we can do more.
Kluge encouraged nations with low vaccination rates to increase coverage, particularly among priority groups such as the elderly. He urged nations with high vaccination rates and ample supply to share with less fortunate countries. Tens of millions of Americans are now facing a deadline for either being vaccinated against COVID-19 or getting weekly tests. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
New government rules are now in effect for companies with 100 or more employees, covering about 84 million people. They must get vaccinated by January 4th or face weekly tests. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says companies that do not comply could be fined nearly $14,000 per violation. Another 17 million people who work in nursing homes, hospitals, and facilities getting money from Medicare and Medicaid have no testing option. They must be vaccinated. More than two dozen GOP state officials have already said they will challenge the rules. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to a fresh pandemic low last week. Jobless claims dropped by 14,000 to 269,000 and are gradually moving toward pre-pandemic levels of around 220,000 a week. This is VOA News. Many coal-using nations have pledged to phase out their use of coal in a bid to curb climate change. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
I think we can say with confidence that coal is no longer king.
COP26 President Alok Sharma announced the initiative in a speech at the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow. The conference of nearly 200 nations was abound with optimism on the new promises on coal, which has the dirtiest carbon footprint of all the major fuels. But many critics say the vision is obscured in smoke because many major economies such as the United States, China, India and Japan have not set a date to end their dependence on fuel, whereas others like China are just talking about stopping the creation of new plants abroad. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier used in the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with five counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy paid by Democrats to examine Trump's Russia ties. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ethiopia's government marked a year of war by lashing out Thursday in response to international alarm about hate speech, comparing the rival Tigray forces to a rat that strays far from its hole, and saying the country is close to burying the evil forces. The statement from the government communication service, posted on social media and confirmed by a government spokesman, came amid urgent new efforts to calm the escalating war as a U.S. special envoy arrived and the president of neighboring Kenya and others called for an immediate ceasefire. The war has killed thousands of people and displaced millions since November 2020 and threatens to engulf the capital, Addis Ababa. Millions of people across Asia are celebrating the Hindu festival of Diwali, which symbolizes new beginnings and the triumph of good over evil and light over darkness. The festival is also marked by raucous parties and fireworks displays, often throughout the night. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.